This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have any questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. You can also find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number for their office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to the telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card for Applebee's. We'll explain how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. But we'll start off just by pointing out, if you listen closely, typically we talk about the answer in the show. So listen closely to this show as you should each and every week. Joining us this week from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing this week?
Great. How are you?
Doing well. Malia, how you been?
Excellent. Thanks.
Great. And CJ, welcome back. And, one of the things that we brought it up in the past, but Klaus Financial, you guys have been around for a while. I mean, it predates you guys. you guys have been around for a very, very long time. And when it comes to retirement planning, You guys have seen a lot as well. And when you're looking at, kind of things other than just the numbers, let's talk a little bit about what other areas are important to you guys.
Yeah. So you're right. It does predate me and Malia. We've both been part of the organization for over 10 years now, or I should say around 10 years. But as part of planning, it's not always just the numbers. As a matter of fact, many times, whether or not you succeed or fail in retirement is not only about the numbers. So a few things that are less commonly discussed as you start preparing for retirement would be a few of the following. Number one, health. I cannot emphasize this enough. So many times we think about building wealth, but we submarine our health for building that wealth. So think of it as working 80 hours a week, right? You hear of workaholics. And many of these people, Malia can attest to this, end up retiring and within a few years either have a major health issue or die. And for those who are in retirement, you can probably call in and attest to this. People that you know who just worked and worked and worked and amassed a really great amount of wealth, but they really never got to enjoy that. So we just always encourage people. Life is all about balance, so certainly you need to make sure that the numbers work, but you just have to make sure that you're maintaining your health as you get closer to retirement. The next one would be goals. So obviously we have financial goals, but what about just lifestyle goals? And are you checking in with your spouse on what their lifestyle goals would be when you retire? This is another common area where we see failures, is all the numbers work, you're super ready for retirement, and then you come to find out that the husband wants to move to, you know, Arizona and the wife wants to move to Alaska to be near the kids, right?
Sure.
And it's like, whoa, yeah. There's suddenly this disconnect. So what are your lifestyle goals as you get closer to retirement? And then finally, at least for this section, again, where do you want to live specifically? That's that big one. I mentioned Alaska and Arizona, mm-hmm. But that can be anywhere. Where do you and your spouse want to live? Do you want to stay local? Do you want to be near the kids or the grandkids? Do you want to go to a warmer climate? Do you care about the tax environment of the state that you live in? Wisconsin, by the way, is kind of so-so when it comes to overall tax environment for retirees, whereas Arizona and Florida are spectacular. So that's another thing you need to check with your spouse, is where do you want to live?
CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas join us from Klaus Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. This is Money in Motion, answers to all your retirement questions in one place. If you have a question for Malia or CJ, they'd love to answer it for you right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget Klaus Financial's office, 442-5637. Well, when we start hearing about goals, what are you guys hearing from people as they're getting closer to retirement? What goals do they typically have?
Well, I don't know about CJ, but when I hear some good goals, I write them down. I'm like, oh, I like that one. Let's put that on the bucket list. I've got clients who said, I want to visit every state in the country. Other ones want to visit every baseball park, which is pretty cool. Some people want to hike the Appalachian Trail. It goes on and on, and ultimately, we just want people to figure out something to do in retirement, because typically, we're looking at people who have worked 30 or 40 years of their life, and now they've got the next 20-plus years, hopefully, to do some other exciting things. So perhaps your goal is, well, I'm going to work part-time doing something completely new, but I am going to start doing something that I always dreamed of. And again, as CJ said, finding something hopefully in common with your spouse, or your partner that you guys would like to do in retirement is a really good thing. A couple things I want to highlight is we're really talking about looking at those 5 or 10 years before retirement to say, let's get serious about developing some hobbies. I met with someone the other night, and he said, I have no hobbies. That's one of my goals in the next 10 years is to develop hobbies. So we all realize this. We've been busy working, raising children, or so forth, and it's time to start thinking about what am I going to do? Because if you're the kind of person that lots of us are, all you know is to work, work, work. It's time to figure out, well, what else can I do and enjoy life? And quite honestly, that's communication. You know, we want you to be able to communicate with your advisor so that, as CJ said, you've got your monetary goals in line. But communication with that partner, really important, because unfortunately, on the other side of things, we do see situations where they're getting ready for retirement and they're also getting ready for a divorce. And that's a really sad scenario, but unfortunately it's played out many, many times because the communication has not really occurred throughout the working years. So really, you know, take that to heart. Communicate today. Find out what your partner wants to do. Please do that. And again, develop some good habits, whether it be health-related, hobby-related, or so forth, so you can breeze into retirement.
And it's interesting, Malia, when you bring that up. I mean, when you're working and you've got kids at home, I mean, oftentimes you don't have time for hobbies. Suddenly, the kids are out of the house, you're not working anymore, and then the question is, now what am I going to do? And things can get very tense just staring at each other going, now what do you want to do?
Well, so. Yeah, case in point, I have 4 children, mm-hmm. and they all were gone this last week for the first time in my adult married life.
Holy moly.
My husband and I just looked at each other and we said, okay, now what? And it's a great thing, but it's also something very different.
Yeah, and definitely something to prepare for. She is Malia Cuevas. He is CJ Kloss. They come to us from Kloss Financial. If you have a question for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. Take more of your calls. We're actually going to talk about that dollar goal that some people have. We'll talk about some things to be aware of, and we'll also take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our numbers, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, are 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can always find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number for their office here in Madison, 442-563. That's 442-5637. I'm going to hold on to that telephone number. Also, coming up a little bit later in the program, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card for Applebee's. Talking this morning about, typically we talk a lot about numbers. We talk about, you know, the strategy and how you plan for retirement. Today we're talking a little bit about, you know, of course, Kloss celebrating their 40th anniversary, kind of looking at things to think about, maybe some of the things you may not have thought about as you're approaching retirement, like what do you want to do once you're retired, and do those things match up with your spouse, and where are some of the things that you and your spouse can get on the same page with, and hopefully, maybe if you're lucky, it's just we both love the same things, we're good to go.
That's right.
I'm going to assume that there's got to be a little bit of compromise in that. Let's talk to a little bit about that dollar goal, and you hear a lot of people use that term. Well, when I retire, I want to have $1 million.
Yep.
Is that a good plan, bad plan? What do we take away from that idea?
Well, this is a great question, Sean. So, yes, working towards a dollar goal makes sense, but what does that dollar goal translate into? Mm-hmm. And that's something that many times people haven't done the math on. Meaning, where is my income going to come from in retirement? You know, how much is my Social Security benefit? Will my spouse have Social Security, and if so, how much? Do I have a pension through maybe the employee trust funds or through a corporation? And then finally, what about my retirement savings, and what does that all coordinate to in terms of income and my needs. So that math has not been done very often. And for those who are listening out there, I encourage you to think, have I done that math? Because as you approach retirement, that's really what it's all about. And you arbitrarily saying, I want to have $1 million is really... It's meaningless. It's completely meaningless. Yeah, okay, so you feel good about it. So do you want to have $1 million so you can go to cocktail parties and tell people? Right?
Maybe.
I mean, is that what this is about?
I know people like that, CJ.
Okay. Most people would say to that, by the way, no, I don't tell people how much money I have. It just makes me feel good.
Sure.
And I go, well, I'm glad you feel good, but that may be a third of what you need, or that may be three times what you need. The question is, what does that translate into in terms of income? Mm-hmm. Hey, we have this conversation inside of our company alone. We, just like our consumer clients, can get stuck on, well, I don't know, I just want to work and work and work and amass and amass and amass, and I really haven't done the math. No, even inside of our organization, we say, hey, for every advisor, for every executive, how much do you actually need to maintain a lifestyle? Mm-hmm. And many times when you stop and do the math, you're not as far off as you think. That's my encouragement to you. You're usually not as far off as you think. So bottom line, that's one thing. Yes, having a monetary goal is important, but what does it translate into? And then secondarily, the next kind of fear that we see people have is, of course, running out of money, right?
Yes.
And this is legitimate, but you know, here's the irony of all of this. Our clients who have less money are less fearful of running out of money. Our clients with more money are more fearful of running out of money. So we've heard this old biblical proverb, the love of money, not money itself, but the love of money is the root of all evil. We kind of see this play out in people's lives. If you are defined by your money, if you're defined by how much you amass, you will constantly be fearful of what will happen with the markets and what will happen with in terms of the risk of running out of money. So we encourage you, don't be fearful, be confident. And the way you can be confident is by actually sitting down and doing the math.
You know, it's interesting. My brother growing up was always a good saver. He liked money. I liked stuff.
Yeah.
It was always...
But we're changing you.
Yes, you guys. Well, you know, and what I think about and when I talk with you guys is thinking, well, if you want stuff when you're older, you better have money.
It's balance, right? It's balance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I guess kind of the overview with this is have your goals and then put things in order.
That's right. That's exactly right. So set your goals to say, hey, I want to be, here would be an example for me. I want to make sure that by the time I'm about 55, I'm debt free and I have the flexibility, if I so choose, to not have to work the same kind of full-time grunt job that I have today. Okay, so if that's my goal, then I better have a payment plan that gets my debt gone by the time I'm 55,
yes.
Right? And very often that's the disconnect. Is somebody says, I want to retire by the time I'm 55 and I want to have $1 million saved. And I go, and they go, and here's why. And I go, okay, well, you have a 30-year mortgage and you're 50. So you're not actually working towards that goal. You're just saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no wheels in motion to accomplish it. So sit down with an advisor, folks. I know it sounds like we're trying to be self-serving. Does not have to be us. Sit down with somebody who does this math every single day so that they can tell you if you're actually on track to reach those goals.
You brought up debt, and that's an important, and we know Dave Ramsey, who's on the station, talks about, I think his phrase is, debt is dumb, is what
yep.
he uses regularly. as we look towards retirement, and I think you touched on it a bit there, CJ, too, with the having amounts saved up. And well, if you've got a 30-year mortgage on your home and you're 50, well, that you're not really where you need to be. Oh, let's talk about the importance of and how important it is to have that debt paid off as you're getting close to retirement.
Yeah, it is really important. So you've got your monetary goals out set based on the goals that you have hopefully identified in the proper order. And so that's when we start and take a hard look at that debt CJ was referring to, because they kind of work in tandem. 2 weeks ago, we discussed the fact that the average American in the United States who is 65 years old has saved about $140,000 for retirement. If they don't have any debt and they know they're getting Social Security, perhaps a pension, et cetera, perhaps that will get them by. But what's important to recognize, most financial experts agree on this, is that most of us, after everything nets out, we're going to need about 75 to 80% of our pre-retirement income to sustain the style of living that we're accustomed to. So as I met with clients last night and we talked about their goals, and looking at how much income do they really need if they have no debt, they've paid off their mortgage, we really figure because you're not putting money into your retirement savings any longer, maybe you're downsizing your house, perhaps you're done paying for the children in college, et cetera, it really does take a lot less to live on. But it doesn't take 50% less. You're looking at inflation and other factors. So when you're looking at your income today, just as a rule of thumb, like we said, 70 to 80% of that income is probably what you're going to need in retirement. So really take a hard look at that. As I reminded these people last night, if you are frugal before retirement, likelihood is you will continue being that way. We're not really good at changing people's habits like that. However, the people who spend, trust me, they don't just flip a switch and become non-spenders in retirement. We work a lot harder with those people because obviously we're not bringing in the same kind of income. So we really want to take a hard look at what is that going to look like and how am I really going to change my life? Well, if those numbers add up.
And let me just add on to this. So that 75 to 80% of retirement income, which more or less equates to what you were earning before, sometimes people go, where does that come from? Like, how are you randomly coming up with this number? And Malia hinted at it, but let me just give you two specific numbers. So when you're working and earning a W-2 wage, and especially if you're self-employed, you're paying what's called FICA tax. So you're paying Social Security. If you're a W-2 employee, half of it is picked up by your employer. The other 6.5% or so is picked up by you. The total FICA is around 7.5%. Well, when you are retired and drawing off of your retirement investments, you are not paying that 7.5%. So boom, right there, without any changes, you're saving 7.5% because of that alone. Secondarily, and the most common other one that we see is people say, hey, I earn 100 grand a year right now, so to maintain my retirement lifestyle, I need 100 grand in retirement. Well, that 7.5% is gone, so there you're down already. But then secondarily, if you're maxing out a 401k at $18,000 to $20,000 a year, wait a minute, you're not living off of that money. So boom, that drops the amount that you need as well. So that's where we start to see you don't generally need all of your working income in retirement because
getting a raise by retiring is what CJ's saying.
Right. Possibly. Well, possibly.
That isn't it. And that, because when you guys brought that up, the 75 to 80%, I thought, well, why would it be less? But now it makes that
That's right. There's a couple of key factors that apply to most people out there that are working. And so, again, now Malia also hit on a really critical other point, which is that's a rule of thumb, folks. Be really careful with rules of thumb because your situation might be totally different. So again, that gets back to driving people to professionals. I think you do need to sit down and do the math.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas join us from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have a question for Malia or CJ, love to answer it for you right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. The telephone number for their office here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you want to get to know the folks at Kloss, it doesn't cost anything for that initial appointment. Again, the telephone number, 442-5637. Also, on to that telephone number coming up in the next segment. Not only will we be talking about mortgage and carrying mortgage debt into retirement, we'll have our Kloss quiz question of the week and your calls as Kloss and Financial Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss join us from Kloss Financial talking about something to think about as you get towards retirement and not necessarily all the dollars and cents stuff, just other things that you should be talking about. Again, what do you want to do in retirement once you're you're at that point, not just how do you want to have money saved, but what are you going to do? You're going to go fishing? You're going to go travel? What are your expectations? One of the things we hear a lot about is that question about the mortgage and you know, the old good debt versus bad debt question. What about when you start getting towards retirement and that mortgage debt? Is it a good idea to keep carrying that? I know that there was a recent statistic out that said more Americans are actually going to retirement with a mortgage. Is that a good idea?
Well, so what we like to do on this show is point out reality and point out what we like, right, CJ?
Yes.
What we like is no one to have debt as they enter into retirement. To be quite honest, having a mortgage over your head, although we're seeing more and more of that, is not an ideal situation. It really does change your options, your monthly options for income flow if you're actually carrying a mortgage. It's true, the Federal Reserve survey recently of all consumers' finances said that almost one in three retired households did have housing debt back in 2010. And what we've seen is this gentle increase in the last 20 years of carrying more housing debt. Now, one thing we'll say is this. With housing rates, mortgage rates being so, so low, and you're sitting with your financial advisor, they may or may not recommend that you pay it all off yet, for a lot of good reasons. For some people, the only money they've put away for retirement is all pre-tax, and so in order to pay off the house, they're going to have to take a substantial amount out of that pre-tax money. I just had someone do this. They took out $100,000 and paid tax on that in order to pay off their house. Ouch. That is a big bite. And so we want to be smart, but ideally, we really don't want to have any mortgage debt. So be very, very careful about that. But that's why we would suggest sit down with your advisor, see what makes sense in your particular case.
Well, and I cannot overemphasize this enough. I know there's some professionals listening to this right now or will be in the future who say, you know, I thought you guys said you're good at math, because math says with a 3% interest rate with, you know, deduction on interest, I'm at 2.5 net. And are you guys saying you can't at least earn 2.5% on the investments that people give you, right? It's this whole notion of why pay off the debt or the mortgage in this case when interest rates are so low, when your investments can earn this, you know, 8 to 10% that we've heard over the years. Listen, we are diametrically opposed to that concept. Let me repeat that. We are diametrically opposed to that concept because that assumes that life is perfectly consistent, right? That there's never any changes in your life, that you'll never need the extra cash flow that being debt-free allows. And listen, it's not only about the math, it's about the emotions as well. Will you actually take the difference and invest it? And the truth is no. And so Dave Ramsey talks about this all the time. It's like a credit card. Somebody says, hey, I get 2% cash back on a credit card, so I'm just going to use a credit card. But you haven't looked at the fact that you spend 22% more by having that credit card. So now, that was good math. You saved 2, spent 22, right? The math doesn't work. So I get the fact that some professionals are going to try to get numbers focused on this. They're going to say, the math, you should just, you know, keep the mortgage and invest the rest. Our comment would be, uh-uh. We like to see a good attitude towards debt and focus on trying to eliminate that as you get closer to retirement. Now, listen, folks, I realize it's not my way or the highway, right? So this is our opinion. We like to focus on this, but there are circumstances where we have some ultra high net worth clients that maybe pay down a little bit slower than some others, and that can be fine. But in general, have an attitude that you want to eventually eliminate debt.
He's CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals. Come to us from Kloss Financial. Find them online, klossfinancial.com, klaasfinancial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial offices here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win our prize this week, which is a $25 gift card for Applebee's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How much will the average person need of their pre-retirement income when they retire? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Applebee's. Don't forget that telephone number as well. CJ and Malia would love to meet with you. Again, it doesn't cost anything for that initial appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number 442-5637. The website klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. CJ and Malia, you guys have a great week.
You too.
Take care.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.